Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, so glad that you're here today. I want to tell you all about college orientation. It was quite eventful. We had never done it before because they didn't have it when my oldest went 2 years ago. So it was a first time thing for my husband and I, and obviously for the high school graduate who is now a college freshman officially. And we went to college orientation. It started early in the morning, like 8 a.m. where you check in, and lasted till, I don't even know what time we left, 7:30 at night, something like that. And we could have even stayed later for a show they had at the end, but we had to make a mile and go back to our place and get some rest because it started again the next morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. So a couple early days for us. And so, yeah, we get there, we check in, and we actually had to add another person because her friend ended up coming with us on our trip, and so she's been wanting to come for a long time, but she always had school activities. But now that she has also graduated, her friend could actually come with us. So, and before college started and all that, so we took her down with us as well and signed her up to do the orientation with us so that she could get the meals and whatever else was included. So it was kind of nice. Normally, I wouldn't take a friend of my daughter's to college orientation if the friend's not going there, but it just was the best time that we could take her. The good thing is that she saw, like, the student center and the dorms and, you know, the cafeteria, stuff like that. So at least when my daughter and her talk, when they're 600 miles away from each other, she'll have an idea of what Iris is talking about, my daughter. She'll know what she's talking about. She'll know where she's talking about, and she'll be able to picture it and stuff. So that's kind of cool. And she did well as far as, you know, my daughter got to go off by herself, with the school groups. Orientation advisors, they had groups of them, so she got to go off and do some activities with them, and her friend was fine with us. She's known us for years, so we said she was just our second daughter on that trip. And so we went to college orientation, we signed in, checked her in, and they had all these information sessions, and the first one was excellent. A professor spoke, and he was just very, spoke to the kids too. And I feel like a lot got through with him. He was a very good speaker and talked about how, you know, if they're having problems or they fail a class, don't be embarrassed to come to him. He already knows that you failed, and to, you know, don't go pay a tutor, that he is the tutor. Come see him, come to your professor's office hours, all that kind of stuff. So that was very good. And even if you're not doing badly or poorly, you can go to the office hours and connect with your professors. And I just think that was very eye-opening because, I mean, we have said it before, like, oh, make sure you connect with people and your professors and all that. But, you know, it means more coming from someone else other than the parent. And so it was nice to have that reiterated to her that that's what you do. And he was just a good speaker, and they just seem like the whole school, like, they're all there for supporting your child to get them through. They seem to have all these services, which I assume my other daughter's college has a lot of these, but we never heard about so much of it, you know, just mental health counseling and tutoring, and even tutoring to teach you how to study if you're having trouble studying. And to see the professor, to see the tutor groups, to see the English Writing Center where you can go and have your work reviewed before you turn it in, that kind of thing. So there's definitely a lot available on campus, which my other daughter assured me they have the same on her campus, and I'm sure other schools do as well. So there's a ton of services out there. They just have to seek it themselves, you know, go out and get the help themselves. And so anyways, every so often, you know, we switch like every half hour or so, there's different information session. And there was one on like the recreation, the jobs that they have, security and safety, just everything, dining stuff, advisement for the kids. They had to meet with an advisor and see if they have the right classes and all that for their first semester to have them on track. So it was very full of information, and I would say that the two big pieces of advice for parents was let your kid figure it out themselves. That was huge, and I feel like I am on the parent page for the college, and I'm like, have these people not been to orientation yet? Because why are they asking all these questions about their kid and for their kid, such as a few people, they just got their room assignments and roommate assignments for the fall. And people are on the parent page asking, how do I change this for my kid? The person doesn't have, their roommate doesn't have anything in common with them. And I mean, how do they know? They probably instant messaged once or twice, you know, like, and why are you trying to fix this for your kid? If your kid has an issue, have them contact housing. Why are you doing it? Which is easier said than done. I know. It's easy to say that to other people, but, and my daughter got her roommate assignment and reached out to the person, and the other girl is no longer going to the school. So, my daughter said she would like a roommate. She feels like she'll be lonely if she doesn't have one. So she did reach out to housing and asked for a random roommate to be assigned. So she'd rather give it a shot and try. So she thinks she'll be lonely if she's alone, but I keep telling her she won't be. There's so many opportunities to meet other people. And she talks about maybe working. My husband's not thrilled about that for the first semester, but I just feel like this child needs a lot to do and a lot of activity, wants to go somewhere each day, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's important for her. And they said they schedule them depending on the person. Some want 4 hours a week, some want 30 hours a week. So they schedule them based on that. And we talked to the recreation session, and they said, if anyone's a lifeguard, come see me after. So she did. She's a lifeguard, and she could easily start a job pretty soon, I guess, after she gets there. So, but again, they all say, let your kid do this. Let your kid find what activities they want to do. Let your kid find out about the activities. And there's also a parent session, and people are like, well, how are they going to find out about this? How is safety? How is this? How is that? How's the bus schedule? And someone from the school was, they had it up on the screen, and they were typing it in to the school's website. And this is the next piece of information. You can find any information you want on the website, because every question that any parent asked, they typed it in, and up came the answers that they happened to tell us anyways, the people that were there. Like, they had security there, and different administration people, housing, that kind of thing. So anything that was asked, you could find it on the internet. All your information is right there at your fingertips. So between that and let your kids do it themselves, because that was a huge thing. And I see a lot of people don't. And I feel like we've taken a big step back, such as the professor that spoke at the beginning was like, oh, you shouldn't be waking your kid up every morning. And my husband looks at me, and I did, because it was high school. And I said, well, we're the ones still responsible while she's in high school. But I haven't. She's has a summer job lifeguarding. She's taken that on herself. She wakes up whenever and gets to it. I guess she's doing okay getting there. I mean, she doesn't have to be there till noon at the earliest, so hopefully she can get there just fine. But I'm at work, so I can't do anything about it. So, and in high school, it's a little different because they can come to you as a parent. You know, they would send us a letter because she was late a lot, and they sent us a letter saying you and your student will have to meet with the principal if this continues. So I told her, I am not meeting with the principal, so show up and get there on time. And but I would wake her up because it is still our responsibility when they're in high school. But now it's totally up to her. And we've both took a giant step back. And sometimes I realize that she's not coming to us to solve the problem. She just wants to vent her problem to us. So it was very eye-opening. And I see how these parents are on the parent page and how they, some of them were at orientation. And I realized, you know what, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be the helicopter parent. I don't want to solve everything for her. She needs to do it herself. And honestly, she wants to do it herself. And she has said so. So I am taking a giant leap back and letting her handle it. And hopefully other people will get the message too. It didn't seem like sometimes that some people have gotten the message, but maybe they're a little slower than me. But that's fine too. And hopefully they'll get it and they will let their kids have this experience and enjoy the experience and learn from it. And that was a huge message too, that your kid is going to fail at something. Maybe they're going to be late to something or late to a test or miss a test or whatever. Let them figure out how to handle it. The professors are there. They've dealt with this before. They're experienced. And what's the worst that's going to happen, really? You know, they have to make it up. They have to, you know, they fail the class. Like, it's not earth-shattering consequences. It's something that they have to learn to fail, and it's okay. That's how we all learn. So that was very eye-opening to me, and I appreciated it, and now I'm letting her just take the lead and tell us what she needs, and then we'll be off to college in like a month. She'll be going. So yes, I recommend going to the orientation if you haven't been to one before, especially get all the information and so that you know where to find it and how to find it, and you can guide your student, which is a wonderful lesson that I learned, to guide and not do it for her. So that is it for today. It's just a short little episode. It's hard to get all these done in the summertime, but I know I still like to listen to podcasts, and the shorter, the better sometimes. So I just wanted to make sure I shared our experience with you. And I just wanted to be available to do this. I want to do this podcast. But sometimes it's hard to fit it in because of everything going on. I feel like everything's still going like a mile a minute with everything since graduation. And I feel like it's going to be like an abrupt halt when they're both off to college. So, so yeah, I do want to do the podcast and make sure that I'm still coming through as often as possible, because I'm going to need this. I'm going to need this thing to do. And I think it helps for us to stay connected and to hear other people's experiences. And, you know, I would love to hear your experience. Did you go to college orientation? How was it for you? How did your student do? Go ahead and DM me on Facebook or Instagram, Next Chapter Empty Nest, and let me know your experience with it. Take care, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.